Jean T. Campbell, member of the Louisville Unit Women's Overseas Service League, interviewing Dorothy Schroeder, another member, for the Oral History Committee of the Women's Overseas Service League. The date is Friday, March 7th, 1986.
Hello, Jean. I'm Dorothy Schroeder. I'm a native of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I married a Louisville man, so I am now a Louisvillian for the last 36 years. But my family are all in Minnesota yet. I had one sister and one brother. I graduated from Washburn High School in 1938. I went into nurse's training at St. Mary's Hospital in Minneapolis and graduated in 1941. And at that time, I had a first cousin who was in the same class, and we decided we wanted to see the world, so we flipped a coin to see whether we would go to Florida or California to work. And that's how we ended up going to Florida. We worked at St. Francis Hospital on Miami Beach in 1941. At that time, the OCS for the Air Corps was very active in Miami Beach, and we made a lot of friends and got to love the service. And while we enjoyed working at St. Francis and we worked in operating room together, it wasn't long before we began to wish we were in the service too. We had met some nurses who were. And so we both went on down and joined and had executed our oath of office on January 28, 1944. And then we called home and told our folks. And they weren't too surprised. There already was talk in Minneapolis of having to freeze nurses in their jobs because so many were leaving for the service. And as I say, my family kind of expected we would, because I guess our letters told them that we were planning to do that. Drew Field in Tampa, Florida, is where we had basic training. And from the first assignment I had was at MacDill Field, and loved that. It was just like a country club then, and still is. But I have had a lifelong problem with overweight, and there was no possibility of my being accepted for Air Evac school, which is what all the nurses wanted. And so I decided to transfer to regular Army in order to be able to go overseas. And I did that. Then I was transferred to Camp Claiborne in Louisiana. Had just a short time there. In September of 1944, I was transferred to Camp Barkley in Texas and joined the 191st General Hospital, which was just being put together then. And went cross country by train to Camp Miles Standish in Massachusetts, which was outside of Taunton, not far from Boston, and there we waited for a ship to take us overseas. And we did finally go on the USS West Point and left Boston Harbor on October 31st in 44. And that was a wonderful trip. I had no problem with seasickness. It was very crowded. The West Point, of course, was America's show, the equivalent of the Queen Elizabeth, I guess. And we were crowded into bunks four high, and showers, of course, were with seawater, and the girls thought we were really roughing it, but we found out later that it was luxury. And we arrived at Liverpool, England, in November 9th. from there went by train to Glasgow, Scotland, and then had a staging area at a little place called Nitz Hill. It was just that, a small hill. We lived in Quonset huts and had coal stoves for warmth, and it was very, very cold and wet and raining like Scotland is in the fall. But we did have time enough to do a little sightseeing from there. We had to wear ODs, combat boots, the whole thing, and a helmet liner, even though we weren't anywhere near battle. On December 15th, we crossed the channel and were sent to Etretat, France, which is a beautiful little resort community north of Le Havre. And there we had another staging area. I understand they were waiting for a hospital to be evacuated so that we could take over when we arrived in Paris. And on December 24th, the day before Christmas in 1944, we were in the train station in Paris at Saint-Lazare and taken by truck to the first general hospital, which had been the American Hospital of Paris. And we were on temporary duty, and that was the first nursing I did overseas. They were busy, and we worked night duty, not in the operating room, but just on floor duty. And the day after Christmas, we went back to the 191st General Hospital, which was opening up in Villejuif, village of the Jews. It's a small suburban town just outside of Paris, on the way to Orly Airport. This hospital had been a mental institution for the French, and all of their patients had to be evacuated. And on the day that, the day after Christmas, when we nurses went back there, the civilians were still taking out mental patients, and it was a heartrending scene. But that's the place that the Army had found that we could use the buildings as they were, and it was a wonderful place to have the hospital. It was a walled grounds, and the administration buildings were four stories. Most of the wards were two stories, no elevators. And the operating room had been set up on the ground floor, and they made a recovery on the second floor, which was a big mistake because the poor litter bearers were wearing themselves out. And it didn't take them but 2 days to change those arrangements. I went to work in the operating room, and Battle of Bulge, of course, had just been completed 2 weeks previously, and we were then getting casualties from the station hospitals up there, and we worked round the clock, our operating room did. It was an awfully busy time. It was while working in the operating room there that I met my husband, who was a surgical technician. He was the non-com in charge of our operating room, and we were good friends for about 4 years before we found romance and married. The head nurse of our hospital was Inez Haynes. At that time, she was Captain Haynes, and she was promoted to major while we were still in Paris, and later was the first full colonel nurse corps here in America, and led the and was head of the Army Nurse Corps for several years. While I was overseas, I took advantage of all the time off I could get for leave, and those were wonderful experiences. I had, of course, the rest and recreation on the Riviera. went down with five friends and we stayed in Caen, spent a day at Eden Rock, visited the casino in Monte Carlo, spent a day sailing on the Mediterranean. Lots of wonderful experiences. A few months later, I had an opportunity to go to Lourdes, and it was a train trip south to the Pyrenees, and I did enjoy that very much, too. About this time, my only brother was in London getting ready to go back home and get out of the service after completing his required number of flights in a B-17. And so I requested a 10-day leave and was granted that and got back to London and spent some time with my brother before he went home. And my last leave before coming back to the States was Switzerland. We went to a small ski resort village called Grindelwald, and that was Christmas of 1945. And one very memorable occasion that happened while I was in Paris was the memorial service in honor of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who had died. Captain Haynes asked me to go with her. She had tickets to this service, which was conducted at Notre Dame. And it was just very stirring. A momentous occasion. All of the Allies sent representatives from all over Europe. There were uniforms of every sort, and it was a solemn occasion by invitation only. Notre Dame was packed, and the courtyard and the steps out in front were packed with people who wanted to be there and couldn't get in. And of course, when they played Taps, there was the echoing bugler way up high in the dome of Notre Dame, and as I say, was one of the most moving experiences and made me realize how much Americans as well as Roosevelt were loved. Then in January 15th, 1946, the 191st Hospital went home, and we went through Kent and Philip Morris, and on the Webster Victory ship, landed at Camp Kilmer in New Jersey, and that first meal home was all everybody ever said it was. We had steak and ice cream and fresh milk and fruit and those things that we'd missed for so long. I was discharged through Fort Sheridan, Illinois, February 4th, 1946, and went home to my family in Minneapolis. My dad insisted that I take advantage of the GI Bill, so I enrolled at the University of Minnesota and put in about a year and a half toward public health nursing. But romance happened. And my husband, who's a native of Louisville, and whom I had worked with in the operating room all that time in Paris, started visiting, and we corresponded and decided to get married. So I quit school and went to work at the VA hospital in Minneapolis. Then after we married, I transferred to the Nichols VA hospital here in Louisville and worked until was pregnant with my first son. And we went, built our first little house, and had three more sons. I worked at St. Joseph Infirmary for about 12 years, part-time while the boys were small. And when they were getting on toward teenagers, I decided to stay at home. I was out of nursing for 9 years. And then Jewish Hospital offered a re-entry course for nurses who had been out for a while, and I took that thoroughly enjoyed it and worked for 5 years at Jewish. When my husband retired from the post office, I decided to retire too, and now work just 2 nights a week, private duty, have been with the same lady for 3 years. I keep my license up because I think I always want to be an RN. And I thank you, Jean, for this opportunity to tell my story.